I'm Nicolette Thomas, and this is my podcast, Watching with Friends. Every week, we watch and discuss a show or movie, and I invite a friend or two to join in.
Today, Sarah and I will be talking about the 1999 Disney Channel original movie, Horse Sense. Michael Woods is a spoiled 20-year-old who lives with his parents in Los Angeles. His 11-year-old cousin Tommy visits from Montana, having last seen each other at a prior family reunion. Michael casts Tommy aside, prioritizing his social life over his guest. On Tommy's last day, the housekeeper makes Michael aware of the mistreatment and that his parents will be told. Michael hastily makes plans to take Tommy to Disneyland to make up for it. Michael's girlfriend calls, and Michael chooses his social life again and drops Tommy off at an indoor kiddie park. A horse race and a fender bender later, Michael goes to pick up Tommy, who is no longer there. Michael's parents are irritated with his behavior and send him to Montana to work on the Briggs Ranch for a month. If he misbehaves, his trip to Europe with his girlfriend will be canceled. Michael is picked up at the airport by his Aunt Jules and introduced to her ranch hands, Twister and Mule. Michael is put to work the next day, and Tommy is sabotaging the jobs by giving vague directions. This is clearly a revenge for Michael's earlier neglect. Michael confronts Tommy and lets him know that the only reason they hung out at the reunion was that they were the only kids. Twister reprimands Michael, illuminating the differences between the lives of him and his cousin. Michael is surprised to learn that the Briggs will be losing their ranch and that no one told him because his attitude made them think he wouldn't care. After this confrontation, Michael realizes his selfishness and begins adapting to life on the ranch. Michael and Tommy become closer, and Tommy teaches him about the wild horses. Jules lets him know that the house and most of their belongings will be auctioned off as they are unable to pay for the foreclosed mortgage. Michael returns to LA much more mature and finds his old life less interesting. Michael chastises his own father for not helping the Briggs, but learns that his aunt would not take the help. Michael sells his car and returns to Montana to give his aunt the money. His aunt rejects his offer, but Michael doesn't give up. On the day of the auction, Michael remembers a real estate class he took. Though he didn't get the best grade, he goes to the bank and discusses a land trust to protect the horses. Michael saves the ranch, and he and Tommy finish the summer together, including finishing the treehouse that Tommy and his father had started to build together before he had died. After this brief break, we'll be back to talk to Sarah about the movie.
Oh, Joey.
All right. So I'll be honest, I watched it with my mom. And she was crying over the horse.
Aw. I mean, that is a sad Black Beauty. The whole story, all you care about is the horse.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
So, first off, what did you think of the movie?
obviously I liked it. I love the Lawrence brothers, no matter, I mean, some of their shows have been a little like boring, but I love Horse Sense. But what did you think of the movie?
I liked it. I remember differently.
What did I write down? That it was released in 1999, so we were 9. So yeah. That's what did we really understand when we were 9? But like watching it now, you're like,
yeah,
okay. I kind of see where like Joey, what's his name, Michael was coming from, Joey Lawrence's character.
Mm-hmm. We could just call him Joey, and
yeah, it'll just be better. Where like Joey Lawrence's character's coming from, where like you have his own life and he wants to like appease everybody, even though he is spoiled asshole, he still wants to like, you know, appease his girlfriend and, you know, keeps kind of semblance of his life. And then like you get a cousin you haven't seen. We've all had it, the younger cousin, the younger sister who wants to like tag along, and you're just like, all right. And then you kind of like live to regret it, but like after you're like, oh man, I wish I could have done something different.
Mm-hmm.
But and it's still always funny to see like the shows and the movies where like they take a spoiled rotten person from like LA or New York and then put them into the ranch, and it's like total polar opposites.
Yeah. See, I did not like him whatsoever.
No. Which one? Joey?
Joey Lawrence's character.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I think it's hard to get with because he's that, like, spoiled, preppy, everything we hated people. So it was like that. I mean, I didn't like his character. I like him. But, like, you know.
Yeah, that character just, I did not like. I see what they were going for.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of that was so dated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we were 9. We're what, 30 now? I was like 20 years ago.
Yeah. I watched it the night of the, like, whatever anniversary. Because I watched it. It originally premiered on, like, what I said, November 20th.
Yep.
And I ended up watching it on November 20th.
Nice. So it was kind of like a homage to the original release. What was it, 20 years? No, 21. What did we say? 21 years. And yet Joey Lawrence still looks so good. So fine.
I have to say, when he's building that fence, that was like probably think that was one of my first like moments.
Yeah, it's like because I think Joey Lawrence is I think I looked him up because again, you know, I stalk him. It's fine. Well, not I shouldn't say stalk. I Google some characters to see like where they are now, and obviously, even though Andy and Matthew Lawrence have kind of like reprieve from the spotlight, Joey had a break, but then he was like in Melissa and Joey, and he's always in like now he's in a lot of Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like really weird to see that now, but it's like because you think of like Horse Sense and Brotherly Love and like the big rough exterior, not even rough, just like tough guy, and he's in like a Hallmark movie and you're like, wait a minute, 44.
He's not that much older than us.
No, and he's had 2 wives.
Nope.
One from 2002 to 2005, and one he married in 2005. So yeah, 44. That's not bad.
Yeah.
But he looks fine, even for 44.
But yeah, I definitely related more to the younger.
Oh yeah,
definitely.
But I also think too that's like also like how we were raised. Like, we were never raised to be that, like, spoiled and we get whatever we want. Like, we were raised to, like, work for it. Like,
yeah.
And hard work means something, as opposed to, like, things just being given to us.
Very true. I did, one of my kind of, like, standout moments, though, mm-hmm. for me was the actual introduction of Mule into the story.
I watched it.
So, like, he's one of the farmhands. But, uh-huh. like, they actually, like, intentionally put in a native person.
Oh, yeah.
Into the story.
Yeah.
And I was just like, could have been done a little better. Definitely. Now knowing, but, like, what I know. And, like, what I'm continuing to learn about the Native peoples. But I was like, okay, I see you.
Yeah.
I see you.
But again, it's 21 years ago. Yeah. So things have changed. You know, people. Yeah. You know. But, yeah, no.
So I thought that was a little highlight.
Nah. Yeah, no, that was cool. But, like, it's also cool. That's why I like how we're rewatching all these old shows. Because, like, you watch them in, like, back in the day when we were 9. We're like, oh, yeah, we wouldn't even think twice of how Mule was introduced. And, like, mm-hmm. a character like that was, like, how he could have been introduced better. Or how his character could have been better. Because, like, we didn't know any better. The world was different.
It was just a funny joke rather than actually having a cultural meaning.
Right. Like, it wasn't as culturally insensitive as it is now. Or it was, but it wasn't as played upon. Like, it wasn't more known that it was culturally insensitive. It was kind of like older people kind of knew it and mm-hmm. that race kind of knew it, but it wasn't spoken about like it is now. So. But also, too, some, you know, it is, the world's just different and people have not come out more, but, like, more things are more known to be insensitive as opposed to, like, we would just brush it under the rug or when we were growing up, it wasn't a big deal, even though it still was, but, you know.
Agreed.
Yeah. But. I did not like his girlfriend. What was his girlfriend?
Oh, God. She was the worst.
Who played her? Do I have her? Let me see. Jolie Jenkins. But yeah, no, she was the worst. But again, it was one of those things, like, she was the worst, but, like, I feel like you needed her. Because it would make the character a lot, his character would be so much more boring. But. So what are your thoughts?
I mean, overall, I thought it was a great movie just because mm-hmm. it also, one of the things that, especially in the last couple of years, my mom's really gotten into is the protection of the wild horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, that's what this also deals with. And I also think that's something great that even back then, those conversations were being had with kids.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't, it was still being had in, like, movies like this with Disney made those conversations happen more, like, made mm-hmm. questions. And, you know, like, I'm all into protecting animals and horses and wildlife and all that, so it's like, but it's movies like this where when we were 9 we were still learning about, you know, all the horses, like, you know, horse brutality and all animal cruelty and stuff. But this, like, Disney does a good job of bringing all those issues up.
Yep.
Little kids, like, making it so little kids can understand bigger issues.
Yeah. Breaking it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything negative besides that I just did not like Joey Lawrence's character. Like,
yeah.
I mean, some of the dialogue was silly.
But, well, yeah. But again,
it's a 90s Disney Channel original movie. We're not expecting Oscar worthy work. Right.
Can we like even like look at his cell phone that he has, like how big it is. I mean, my cell phone.
But that was also the time.
Yeah. Like you have cell phones you can literally just put in your ear now. But like now, like it was like big. So yeah, like I don't really just like some character things like Joey Lawrence's character, just because he was like spoiled and how he acted, and Gina obviously. But like other than that, it wasn't really like anything. It wasn't like that.
Oh, I found something. I remember something.
Oh no, what?
Just how overdramatically Andy played the scene where he's ripping apart the treehouse.
Oh yeah.
But again, that was just a little too overboard for me. Yeah. But
he was also
a kid's movie.
Yeah, and he was also younger then too, so it was kind of like everything was
had a little over
dramatic. Yeah, but you know, oh god, that was funny though. I was laughing my butt off at that one.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, overall, I think it was definitely a good movie with good lessons in it.
Yeah. Another good Disney movie.
Yeah, I definitely. All right. I know, like, this conversation is so short. Like, right? You're just like, yeah, no, it was good. It's fine. Yeah.
I had no, like, negative comments to, like, harp on.
Right. So, what rating out of, what were we doing, 5 or 10 stars? I forget. I think it was 10.
I think it was 10, too. I want to say it was 10 because we did like a really low score for Double Teamed or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And even if it wouldn't have been that, because I think I gave it like a 3. So I think we're doing it out of 10.
Okay. So what rating would you give it?
10.
Really?
Yeah. Everything.
It's the Joey Lawrence pecs for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. And wait till Matthew Lawrence is on the next movie.
Oh my god, did you catch? Sorry, before I give my rating, the little Matthew Lawrence bit.
Oh, I think I missed that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so go back, rewatch it when he arrives at the airport.
Uh-huh.
He bumps into a cowboy.
That's Matt.
And it's Matt.
I didn't even pick up on that. Like, I know he bumped into a cow, but like, I was just watching it. I totally didn't even pick up. It was so him. Funny. Oh god.
He looks like such a hick. Like he's like, it's the bare arms, like ripped off t-shirt, like the straw in them, like literally it's the
like a stereotypical hick.
Nice. Oh my god. But I'd probably give it a solid 6.
Okay.
It's not my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely up there. So yeah. I'm going to give it 6.
Nice. Hey, no, no, no. Hey, no, no, no.
Again, I just want to say a great thank you to Sarah for joining me and discussing the thirst traps that our 9-year-old selves fell into. We hope you join us next time as we discuss the 2000 classic, The Color of Friendship. I'm super excited for this one. It was just a really good conversation. You can also join us on our Instagram. I'm going to start sharing kind of all of our rankings and do a ranking story every single time one of these goes out. So you can join us there. And please, if you feel as inclined to either subscribe on whatever you are subscribing on or listening on, and giving us a rating, it really helps us out. So we will see you next time. Bye. No, no, no. Hey, no, no, no.